יש כוח פעיל הבונים. What you have before you is the source material. What I did is not as I'm going to speak, but I arranged them according to the Tanakh, starting with the Reishis, Shavos, Vayikra, Bamidbar Dvarim, Chamishah Chumashei Torah, and certain passages from Novi and Ksuvim, and then references to Torah Shebaal Peh, which you find 14, 15, 16, and 17. Speech is one of the distinguishing characteristics that separate other mankind from the animal kingdom. The koyach hadibur, the power of speech, Shlomo HaMelech proclaims, Moves v'chayim b'yad lashon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue. He highlights the pivotal role speech plays. His father, David HaMelech, in the Sefer Tehillim, teaches us how to use the power of speech to enrich and lengthen our lives now, and how to achieve eternal life for the future. We're all familiar with the passage, which is in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Dalid, which is a quote from which we have the name of the famous Godol Ador, the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, who from the verse that I'm going to proclaim wrote Sefer Chofetz Chaim regarding Shmiras HaLoshon, guarding one's tongue, the significance of it. And in fact, as he mentions and lists within the category of Lashon Hara, there are 31 mitzvot of the Torah that impinge and are connected with this avera, or the positive aspect of Shmiras HaLoshon. And that's the verse of Mi Ha'ish HaChofetz Chayim. Who's the man who desires life? Ohev Yamim L'Lois Toiv. He wants to see that good in his lifetime. Guard your tongue from evil. And your lips, midaber mirah. That's the first part. But he goes on, David HaMelech, to say, su meroah, turn from evil, vasei tov, and do good. Bakei shalom, v'rod fehu. Seek peace and pursue it. The Medrash Rabbah describes a scene of a peddler who was traveling in the city of Tzipuri and proclaiming and announcing that he had a special elixir of life to sell. And Rav Yanai, hearing him, who desires life, called him in, says, I'm ready to buy it. To which the response was, I can't sell it to you because you already have it. And that was none other than this verse of Mi Ha'ish Echafetz Chaim, to appreciate and value the significance and importance of that gift which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. At the onset of this program, I want to take the opportunity to thank ACT for inviting me to address you, for it gives me the opportunity to not only lecture and tell, but to learn and to understand together. We can gain chizuk from the Divrei Torah about Shmiras HaLashon. And I'd like to recognize the tremendous role of ACT and Phil Rosen, in particular, its founder, that they have accomplished in guiding us in Kedusha. And in guiding and providing us the derech of Avodas Hashem, how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the positive aspect, not only Sumera, but Vasei Toiv, Bakei Shalom Vodfeu, to pursue peace. To not only want, we just had yesterday, in the Torah Parsha of Masei, described, in fact yesterday appropriately, was the yahrzeit of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, Moshe's brother. And we're told, why was Aaron chosen to be the Kohen Gadol? Because he was not only Ohev Shalom, not only did he love peace, but he was Vodev Shalom. He pursued it. He was an activist. And your commitment and participation in this program of ACT gives us that opportunity of not only desiring peace, not only desiring to serve Hashem, but its application for ourselves and for the community. It's most propitious that this Shabbos we begin the Sefer Dvarim, which is Deuteronomy or Mishneh Torah officially and colloquially is known as Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, which in its very name, title, Eile HaDvarim Asher Dibe Moshe, words, statements, power of speech. And this particular Sefer, Eile HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe, it was the charge of Moshe to the Dor HaNichnos. The Dor HaMidbar had died out, and now Klal Yisrael was on the threshold of entering Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe gives them chizuk. Moshe, in the words of Rashi, their words of teichocho, rebuke, criticism, and inspiration, that when they enter Eretz Yisrael, that they should be kone it, acquire it permanently. And these are the dvarim. And there's a list over there of the various cities. Many of them are not even recognizable from the names, with a purpose that even though these were divrei teichocho, criticisms of Moshe, of Bnei Israel during their stay through the Midbar, it was done with concern not to be overbearing, not to use that lashon to criticize more, but only in a hint, so that chas v'shalom, that with that criticism, it would be constructive criticism. We find the power of speech, which is part of the title, from the very beginning. We have Adam and Chava in the Garden of Eden. And we have, unfortunately, the instigation of the Nachash, who entices Chava. And if you look at the text, which is the first one in the Maror Mekomos, you see something very interesting. We find the power of speech, how insidious it can be. Vayomer hanochosh elo isha lo mais tamusim. The very beginning of mankind, we have the Nachash enticing with words Adam and Chava. Ki yodei Elokim, because God knows, b'yom ha'cholchem imenu, when you eat of this Eitz Hadas, v'nifkechu einechem, your eyes will be enlightened. V'yisem k'Elokim, yodei tov v'ra, and you'll be divinely. You'll be a competition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayodom brings down that the Nachash, through his Lashon Hara, and not only his Lashon Hara, but Lashon Hara, truth of the matter, is about a truth. This was Sheker, but by his words, number one, he caused, he seduced Chava, he caused Kfira, because both of them questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his powers. True, right after that they did tshuva, but for a moment, from that Lashon Hara, you have Gilu Arayus, you have Avodah Zarah, and ultimately, because of that Eitz Hadas that was eaten from, we have mortality, death. So here, the koyach of Lashon Hara is equivalent to give the three cardinal sins of Gil Arayish, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. As we go on, we find by Yosef, he spoke Dibas La Elavihem. Yosef, because of his speaking, whether justified or not justified, but because of the Lashon Hara, the result of his exile and the exile of Klal Yisrael. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he struck the Mitzri, and it comes the second day, and he sees Ish Yehudi, one Jew, fighting with another, and he says, Rosh Olam Asake Reecha, why are you fighting with your fellow Jew? To which the response was, you want to kill me like you did the Egyptian? And the response is, over there, Moshe says, Ochein Noida Hadava. Surely the thing is known. And Chazal tell us what was known. Till then, Moshe could not comprehend. Why? Why were the Bnei Yisrael going through these Yisurim, these sufferings, the tribulations in Mitzrayim, the Avdus? Where are I? But when he realized the fact that here was a Jew, a fellow Jew, who was going to Maushin, who was going to report Chas v'Shalom him to the Malucha to the government, he recognized that the fault and this factor, how detrimental it was, and perhaps justified that the avodah and the servitude. The power, the negative power of lashon hara can also be seen in the case of David HaMelech. David HaMelech in the Sefer Shmuel had to flee because Saul, King Saul, was pursuing him. He was warned by none other than Yonatan, his brother-in-law. And he fled and went to the city of Nov, Ira Kohanim. And when he came to Nov, the city of the Kohanim, he told them that he was on a special mission. He did not have an opportunity to provide himself with provisions. And he was looking for weaponry and food. To which the Kohanim, the great David, the hero of the Bnei Yisrael, who killed Goliath, they provided him with food. And they also gave him the weapon, the sword of Goliath, because that's all the weaponry that they had there. And he left. Generally speaking, we speak about lashon hara, and we think, oh well, it's true, not so terrible. If it's not true, it's slander. Even on an MS, lashon hara is that critical and that detrimental. What happened? There just happened to be a doeg ha'adomi, an individual doeg who observed what had transpired in the city of Nov, and he went and he told the king Saul that Nov, the city of the Kohanim, harbored your enemy. They gave him food, they gave him weaponry. They didn't know the reason that he was fleeing, they did not know, but all he did was tell. As a result of that lashon hara, the whole city of Nov was decimated. Ira Kohanim, which lasted many, many years, was destroyed. There was only one Kohen that survived. That is the power, the negative power of lashon hara. Sumeira, but also Vasei Toiv, do good. We're now in the midst of the Bein HaMetzorin, time of the straits, of distress, between Shivas of the Tammuz, when we had the fast for the breaching of the walls, and forthcoming next Sunday will be Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. In the Gemara, describes in Masechta Tanis Chamisha Dvarim Idu Es Avaseinu B'Shivas B'Tammuz V'Chamisha Dvarim B'Tisha B'Av. Five tragedies befell the Jewish nation on Shivas B'Tammuz, and five tragedies on Tisha B'Av. On Shivas B'Tammuz, the first and foremost was Nishtabu Haluchos. The tablets which came down on Shivas B'Tammuz, discovering the chet of the Egel, and evoke the tablets. Ubitel HaTomid, the Korban Tomid, the daily offerings in the temple, in first Bayis Rishon was stopped. And the petition, the brachos that you have for the, on behalf of Klal Yisrael through them was no more. V'hufka ha'ir, and it was on this day, on the 17th of Tammuz, in the second Beis HaMikdash, that the city of Yerushalayim, the walls were breached and the enemy entered it. 3 weeks later, there was a churban and destruction of the temple. Soraf Apustumus as Torah, it was on that very day the Torah was burnt, and Vehemid Selim Behechal. In the time of Menashe, an idol was placed in the Beis HaMikdash, which precipitated the Churban. On Tisha B'Av, it was the Gezer Alamasenu Shalo Yichnesu Lores. It was the decree that our Ovos, the Dor HaMidbar, would not enter Eretz Yisrael, but would die out. For it was on that eve of Tisha B'Av that the Meraglim came back. And when they came back, they spoke about Eretz Yisrael. They didn't speak about individuals, but they spoke about even the stones and the wood and the produce of the land. They spoke Dibas Ha'oretz. Unfortunately, they didn't learn the lesson. The lesson from Miriam. The strength and importance of watching our tongue. We have fundamental concepts that we have zechiros, the rashesh zechiros, to remember Matan Torah, to remember the Shabbos, and among them is Zechor Eis Asher Oso Hashem Elok Kecho Lemiriam, it says Chem Yitzrayim. Remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam. And what it's referring to was the incident that Moshe became a celibate, and when Miriam, his sister, learned about it, she discussed this issue with her brother Aaron. Halo rak b'Moshe divrei Hashem. He's not the only Novi. Perhaps we too have to separate from our families. And she did not mean any harm. It was all for good. And yet, her speaking to a brother about Moshe was punished with tzaras. It was the epitome of Lashon Hara. This is the example that we learn to what degree Lashon Hara has to be guarded against. She loved the brother. Moshe was, she rescued his life. She did everything for him. And even here, it wasn't a negative point that she was trying to embarrass Moshe, chas v'shalom. But even that, the fact that she spoke about Moshe, was considered Lashon Hara and a great sin to the degree of tzaras. And it is so important that Zechor Eis Asher Oso Hashem. We should remember the Lidoides, to guard our tongues, to think positively. In the Masechta Yuma, which Andaf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara analyzes the issue of why the Churban. What caused the first destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and why the second. And the Gemara says as follows. Mikdash Rishon Ibnema Choret. Why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? And the response was Ibnei Gimul Dvarim, because of three things. They transgressed the cardinal sins. Avodah Zorah, Yilu Arayus, Shvichas Damim. There being texts to prove that the first, during the period of the first temple, they deserved that punishment because they had transgressed all the cardinal sins. But the Gemara asks, Mikdash Sheni, in the time of the second temple, Shehayu Oiskim Torah, Torah study was flourishing. There were Batei Midrashim, Batei Knesios, and they practiced mitzvos and Gemilas Chasadim. It made ma. So what was the cause of the destruction of the Bayis Sheni? Mipnei ma chorev. And the Gemara responds and says, because of the act of Sinas Chinam. And goes on to say, Lamedcha, to teach us, Sheshkula Sinas Chinam, unjustified hatred, which is perhaps precipitated by Lashon Hara, which exacerbates a relationship, it is equivalent to all three cardinal sins of Lashon Hara, of Avodah Zarah, Yil HaRayis, and Shvichas Damim. Let's turn the coin, as going back to the pasuk that says, "Sumeira vasei toif, pakei shalom v'radfehu." When a goy came to Rabbi Akiva and to Hillel and requested that he would like to become and adopt Judaism, but with one condition. It's a jet society, we have no time, and to give him the whole Torah standing on one foot. To which the response was, whatever you don't want done to yourself, don't do to others. This is the whole Torah. Unfortunately, many times we misperceive, yes, there's studying, yes, there's knowledge, but many times we misperceive the message of the Torah, the essence of the Torah. In the Gemara Yuma, it describes how they used to have the choosing of the service of the Kohanim by selection, by choosing. They would take out a number and count, and whoever the name number came out on, that individual would have a particular job in the Beis HaMikdash, and the one next to him, the next job. And that was called the pious. It was one job which was performed early in the morning, the Trumas HaDeshet, taking off ashes from the altar. It was done before dawn. not too many people around, and why bother to go to a pious through choosing of a group? Whoever the rule was, whoever first come, first serves. He will have the opportunity. And the Mishnah describes, and by the way, what happens if two people come at the same time? So then they would have a race up the plank of the altar, and whoever won the race, Hashgacha Pratis, in Hashemayim, it was destined that he would be able to have that job. One day, the Mishnah relates how there were two people came at the same time. And of the two people, they came at the same time, so they had a race. But one of them was so concerned about fulfillment of that mitzvah that he just gave the other party a little push. He fell over, broke his leg. And Gemara says from then on, even that particular job was to be performed by a pious, by a selection. Why does the Gemara and the Mishnah tell us this anecdote about these two people? Each one was zealous to fulfill the mitzvah. But what is the goal? What is the tachlis? Ya'avta l'reacha kamecha. How is that? In fact, Rabbi Akiva says, ze klal godol batoyim, that we should love our fellow Jew as ourselves. This is klal godol. What does klal godol mean? Doesn't mean just it's an important, but it is the essence of the Torah. In the parasha of Yisro, we have the Aseres HaDibros, the fundamentals of all Tayag Mitzvos. In fact, according to Sadi Goyen, all Tayag Mitzvos are contained within the Aseres HaDibros. At the end of the parasha, there seems to be a very, very mundane law that's placed in. It seems to be out of place. And that is the law about the building of the altar. The Mizbeach was to be constructed, but with an incline and not steps. Why? You should not have steps which would perhaps cause one to raise one's foot, and perhaps a little immodesty would come in, and therefore you should have an incline. It might be an interesting law, but what is it doing in the parish of Yisro, the fundamentals of Judaism, and this minute detail about how we build the altar? It would be more appropriate in Truma or Tetzaveh, where we speak about the building, as opposed to in Yisro. However, Rashi, in the conclusion of its parsha, discusses this. He says, what are we talking about? We're talking about somebody, first of all the Kohanim has pants. They wore dress. But nevertheless, there might be an imposition and impropriety, and therefore we're to have the incline as opposed to the steps. And he says, if we have to be concerned to the sensitivity of stone that doesn't have really any feelings, if we have to be concerned in that case that it should be given the proper respect, how much more so a human being that does have sensitivity, that does have feelings, how much more so must we be concerned? Each individual, the essence of the Torah is V'haftoleich kamocha, Hokam. V'haftoleich kamocha, what about Hashem? And perhaps the application in understanding all the mitzvos, in understanding the tachlis of the mitzvos, as the Rambam concludes in the Sefer of Chanukah, Laws of Chanukah, he says, all the mitzvos are there to establish harmony, peace among Klal Yisrael. And the verse that he brings down is the Rochecha Darchei Noyam. Its ways are ways of pleasantness. V'chol Nesivoseha, and all the mitzvos are there, V'chol Nesivoseha Shalom, to establish peace and harmony. And perhaps the message is that in each and every one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that spark of life, that Kedusha, that Chelek Elokim, and thus in every human being, in respecting one another, in establishing Shalom, we are respecting and giving that Kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps that's why the Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara is so insidious and so detrimental, because it is a factor of 31 Averos connected. And most important is the Kavod Hashem, which we define in each person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed and breathed Nishmas Elokim. And thus it's not just what he doesn't have or to malign, but we should have a positive outlook. Every Jew, V'yohavta v'meicha kamocha, zeh klal gadol haTorah. And perhaps if we perceive the Torah and the mitzvos and our fellow Jew in this manner, then we will be able to sur meira v'asei tov, to bakei shalom, to pursue peace, to understand that just as I need and I have my needs, every Jew has a chelek elokim. And by serving and respecting your fellow Jew, we are respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving him that cover. Thank you.